some past Christmas Lesbian Hymn Writers by Brother Stuart Kiley Shaw. Continued. Brother David Brown. The earliest record of David Brown so far discovered is of his baptism by John Thomas in 1862 in London, along with his brother Daniel, who was an officer in the Indian service. David held a government post, and the report of their baptisms in the Messenger of the Churches describes the brothers as gentlemen of standing. They were displeased about this, since they did not wish to be associated with the editor, George Dowie. David Brown soon appreciated the need for printed material to aid his preaching, and he had Brother Roberts's 12 lectures reprinted and bound at his own expense. He also had Dr. Thomas's How to Search for Scriptures reprinted, and he himself wrote several pamphlets and had them printed for distribution throughout Britain and for his brother in Calcutta. Among these was a series of three in 1865 entitled A Synopsis of the Essential Truths of Holy Scripture Necessary to be Believed for Salvation. And secondly, The Bible, The Religion of Jesus, and the Principles of the Oracles of God. 3. A Discourse on Eternal Life, a Summary of the Christianity Revealed in the Bible and the Kingdom of God. These booklets were advertised in the new magazine, The Ambassador of the Coming Age, which was edited by Robert Roberts and distributed by Ecclesial Agents. Brother Brown was his agent in London, who regularly ordered quantities of pamphlets and books from Birmingham. Brother Roberts described David Brown as a very well-meaning man who did good service to the truth in his time, but who also gave the brethren a good deal of trouble by the manner in which he carried out what some of them regarded as crotchets. One of these was the refusal to allow strangers or children to be present at the memorial service. In the infant London ecclesia, this caused a split, which was deepened by his opposition to a constitution and order which the ecclesia adopted as protection against apostasy. One of his contemporaries called him a stormy petrel of the brotherhood. Nevertheless, his preaching led to many baptisms, including those of John James Andrew and David Handley. He has also left us a number of very fine hymns full of Bible truths and containing many echoes of Dr. Thomas's writings. By 1864, he'd written three hymns, Glory and Blessing Be, We Come, O God, to Bow, and Jesus, Thou Son of Righteousness. These hymns were set to tunes in the 1874 hymn book by musical brethren such as James Flint and Charles Rea. Some verses were omitted. The hymns Be Careful for Nothing and O Weep Not for the Dead are attributed to Brother Brown by the editor of the Sanctuary Keeper in 1901 and in the Fraternal Visitor of 1899. It's possible that Most Glorious Things Are Spoken was also written by David Brown. However, it does not bear his name in the golden half of 1864, whereas his other hymns do. In 1870, he was interviewed by Christopher Crane of the journal Christian World and claimed that his London ecclesia was the original, from which the others were an offshoot. At that time, his little group were meeting somewhere in Peckham and calling themselves Immersed Believers of the Things of the Kingdom of God and the Name of Jesus Christ. Crane gave details of their statement of faith, order of service and other rules. A candidate for church membership was required to make a written confession, and everyone joining the ecclesia, either by immersion or by transfer, had to sign the Articles of Constitution and Order. In 1873, Brother Edward Turney of Nottingham began to put forward views on the nature of Christ, which the majority rejected. Brother Roberts called these ideas renunciationism, and those holding them soon established separate ecclesias and published their own magazine entitled The Christadelphian Lamp. David Brown contributed articles and poems. Whether he remained in sympathy with Brother Turney is not known, nor is his date of death yet unearthed. Many there be who say there is no help for God in him in God, I walk the narrow way, I trust him in his word. But thou wilt be our shield, O Lord, our glory too. In might will make us wield the sword of temper true. To put our foes to flight when they increase around, and make our darkness light when troubles sore abound. Therefore to thee we cry, to lift us when we fall, to wake us when we die, to be our strength, our all. Arise, O Lord, and save our souls from deadly fear, destruction in the grave, before thee disappear. Salvation is from thee, O Lord, from thee alone, and let thy blessings be on all thy grace doth own. This is from the Christadelphian Lamp, April 1875. The next entry in the book is about Brother Charles Joseph Caldicott. Charles was the second son of Brother Edwin and Sister Eliza Caldicott. His older brother William followed his father's trade as a gold engraver, but Charles became an expert plane tuner, piano tuner and repairer. Both brothers were baptised, Charles in 1878 at the age of 16 at the Temperance Hall in Birmingham. In 1885 there was a division mainly over the question of what was meant by the inspiration of Scripture. Temperance Hall Ecclesias, led by Brother Roberts, refused fellowship to those who denied full verbal inspiration of the whole text of the Bible, and to those who accepted such at the table of the Lord. It took some years before everyone's position was clarified. It was in 1883 that Charles married Sister Martha Doricott, whose family stayed with Brother Roberts. But by 1887, Charles and Martha were members of the Fraternal Visitor Fellowship, meeting in the Exchange Rooms in New Street. This ecclesia moved to the Masonic Hall in 1887, by which time Charles was one of their speakers. In 1890, they moved to Mansfield for about 18 months, and this small ecclesia was soon fully exploiting Charles's talents. He promoted the formation of the Young Men's Mutual Improvement Society and became its president. He lectured frequently in Mansfield and in the surrounding towns and cities. In 1891 his tune Glory was published in the Young Folks magazine, and his unerring ear and musical talent were put to work conducting a choral class in Birmingham for many years. At some point he wrote the hymn, The Master's Call, which had two verses beginning, come to me, the Saviour said. Several more of his hymns were published in the Young Folks magazine or in the Children's magazine. He was co-opted onto the committee set up by the Fraternal Visitor editors to produce a new hymn book to replace that of 1874. And with Brother W. Potter, he selected the music and composing several pieces himself. These were Beneficence, Appreciation, Blessing, My Chosen, Gladness, Prima Luca, a tune like him to go with the words We Shall Be Like Him, of which he was the author. He also composed the anthem Be Ye Steadfast, and an unknown number of songs for his friends, for example The Heart Resigned, using words by Charlotte Elliot, and Peace Be Still, using words by St. Clair and from Scripture. For 5 years prior to 1912, his name is missing from the Fraternal Visitor magazine. Then his return to the Suffolk Street Ecclesia is welcomed after a lengthy absence. During this period, he gave much help to small ecclesias. Brother Caldicott was never an official ecclesial organist, but he did claim when called upon to do so. From 1912 he became a popular speaker over a wide area of the country, and also became a president, AB, and contributor to the Fraternal Visitor magazine. He's still remembered by a few for his outstanding knowledge and understanding of the Scriptures, for the beauty of his reading in public, and for the reverence with which he presided. He was known to his friends as CJ, and always walked into the meetings precisely 1 minute before they were due to start. Charles and Martha had but one child, Augustus, who did not join the Brotherhood. Charles lived to the ripe old age of 81, having spent 65 years in the service of his master. Sister Martha died 2 or 3 years before him. His great friend Brother Thomas Turner wrote a very moving little obituary of him in the Fraternal Visitor magazine for May 1943.